Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Alabama. Wow. A horrific tornado. And on the West Coast, mudslides in Monterey because they're having torrential rains, and they're also getting some snow there as well. So certainly be careful out there. Seriously, especially when I saw the video of the Alabama tornado, just awful. And how many times, and I've spoken in Alabama several times, how many times have we seen hot spots in Bama? And the tornado numbers just seem to be on the rise there in Alabama. So we're thinking about you. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, wherever you are, I'm thinking about you, too, as we weather this pandemic in some of the darkest times, certainly, because in the United States in January, 83,000 people have died. Just let that sink in for a second and think of the 420,000 people overall and the fact that the reality is we're going to definitely hit 500,000. And while this vaccine situation is being sorted out, more people sadly continue to perish from it. And there are more pleas with people to social distance and wear the masks and do the hand sanitizer and wash the hands and say that's the most effective thing that you could possibly do to combat what we're seeing with COVID-19. And, you know, like I said, I was looking at numbers today, and I looked at Cobb County, Georgia, and the horrific story there is the fact that three teachers died, and they were teachers of kindergarten kids and first graders and all in that same area. So now in an effort to try to do logistically what can be done once there are more supplies, service members are being called in to help. Like 10,000 need to help with the vaccine. You know, whatever it takes, I say, and I've said this over and over and over again, but these numbers are true. With the people that decide they don't want to get vaccinated because they're freaked out and they think it's too fast and they're concerned about the vaccine or they're buying into some other conspiracy theories about it, whatever it is, if you're not comfortable with it, we live in a world of freedom of choice. And I believe because of the numbers we're seeing of people who want to get it, we'll get that herd immunity. So at 80%, it's more about people who want to get it, especially older people who are having a rough time trying to find a way to register. And they're calling up at all hours just to try to get in and get a reservation so that they can get one of these shots. And then there are other companies that are racing to develop it, like Johnson & Johnson. And it can't get to market soon enough because it's about supplies and the demand, because there is still the demand there. There's no question about that. There are people that wait and wait and wait, and then they get to the front of the line or close to the front of the line, and they're told they don't have any more vaccines. And then there's other stories of places where they had a few extra. Oh, yeah, let somebody know that over here at XYZ Pharmacy, we have a couple of doses left, and people are getting lucky, I guess I'll call it. They qualify, but they're there at the right time, at the right place. And then there's the Hunger Games that are happening in the United States. People who are trying to bribe, fly to other places, do whatever they can to get in the front of the line. I call them COVID cutters, and there are, you know, there are people who are breaking the protocol because they want the vaccine. They see something horrible happen to someone they know, or they're paying attention to the numbers or what's going on, and they don't want to wait. They want to do whatever they can with whatever influence they might have to get the vaccine, and it's causing a lot of commotion. But some people are really being nabbed for that and losing jobs as a result of it. There was one guy that with his wife, and he worked for a casino. He flew up to Alaska to get the vaccine, and of course it was found out, and then he was fired because he was a COVID cutter, and they didn't want a COVID cutter. So as a result of, I'm going to weigh this out, it didn't work out for him or his family in the end. And you have Dr. Fauci, who now, once again, every day is telling us about the vaccine. And one of the things that I heard him say today is, keep this in mind, because you get a vaccine doesn't mean you have a free pass. Shut down from other countries coming into the United States, and there are other countries who don't want people to come in from the United States. I mean, it's a hellish world out there right now. In the UK, they're talking about a lockdown until March, and that people have to explain travel under some of their new border measures. Lockdown until March. We're barely into February, but the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, put England on notice that the national virus lockdown is going to continue for at least another 6 weeks. That means schools staying closed, the quarantine rules coming into force, the border quarantine rules, and this is a day after the British death toll passed 100,000. They're reviewing all their pandemic measures and the effectiveness of the vaccine program they have in mid-February. But they have absolutely said the soonest the restrictions begin to be eased and schools fully reopen is March 8th. And then some of the rules will be tightened. And, of course, they're dealing with the mutant strains of the virus coming into the UK. So there's the new 10-day hotel quarantine measures, all of that for passengers coming from hotspots, that whole thing there. And this is tragic. And what it says is we will not prevent necessary, but we can't relax too soon. So there's a big fight going on in England, rejecting a call from a Tory colleague to consider opening some schools before March 8th. But the Prime Minister told Parliament, you know, this is as fast as we think we can prudently go, and we've curbed the spread of infections. But we don't know how long it will be until it will be safe to reopen our society and economy. And we're not having that. So while some are incredulous with the openings, closings, et cetera, especially in California, and I get it, Gavin Newsom, to me, has blown it, credibility-wise. But overall in the United States, and I know this is why some people are digging their heels in, because we don't want to have a situation like England, and we don't want to have a lockdown or strict mandates. We don't want it to come to that, and that's why it's so important to get that herd immunity and support that however you can.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542. 3542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
This, if you missed it during last hour's mic drop moment, just briefly, Reddit is really messing with Wall Street. They're doing well at succeeding at frustrating people. Shares of the new WSB plaything skyrocketed more than 230% Wednesday after members of the Reddit board and investors online brokerage firm Robinhood were touting the stock and got hashtag SaveAMC trending on Twitter. So that was one thing. And then they saw the best bet, which was GameStop, rose another 133% Wednesday after doubling Tuesday, and it soared to over 1,700% this year. So AMC was one because they announced that they need a billion-dollar lifeline to stay open, so the Reddit Raiders, I call them, jumped in, and that's what they did, just like GameStop. And it's a favorite stock of short sellers now. So for Wall Street people that just had no clue what was happening, this is social media and Reddit taking over the street. And you know, what's next and what bubble burst next? And it just certainly shows some of the problems of what's happening on Wall Street, but also the idea of the Reddit Raiders and the idea of the real dangers of a bubble mentality, I guess. You can't argue with the success, though, right? And Reddit's stocks soar with no signs of stopping. So it's made for a crazy story and a lot of conversation, I guess. Let's put it that way, to have that that group, the Raiders, send that stock more than 200%. 200% higher. Wow. I cannot say this enough. I mentioned this briefly the other day, and because he's someone I respected, somebody that I had on shows that I did for NBC, I was so heartsick to hear about Siku Smith. He was a fine person and an incredible NBA reporter and an analyst for two decades. He died from COVID-19. He's just 48 years old. He worked for NBA TV. He wrote for NBA.com since 2009 and covered the NBA for 20 years, 11 years with Turner Sports. And he was a real class act, and he was very gracious to me. He came on many, many times for my weekend NBA shows. So I was just sick to learn that he had died from COVID-19. As I've been saying, it is unfortunately the pandemic and this awful virus that has ripped away so many people that we care about and respect, etc. And you just, from day to day, you're not quite sure, you know, what you may hear next. Impeachment and the trial coming up in the Senate, that's dominating what I call a lot of headers and conversations. So a couple of things on that front that lend itself to numbers. There is no risk of conviction in this trial. There really isn't. I don't see whose mind is changed, and based on what we saw on Tuesday with that 55-45 test vote over the constitutionality of the trial, it's pretty apparent. Senator John Cornyn from Texas said, I can't see it. I can't see the Senate reaching 67 votes for a conviction. I think there are some serious constitutional and prudent questions that I'm worried about. I don't want to see a precedent here where you try private citizens nor censure them after they've left office. But there are others who are kind of stepping around it. Cornyn obviously is not going to. He's not going to vote for to convict Donald Trump, and neither will Rand Paul either, who says it's ridiculous what's happening. And then you've got Senate Minority Leader now, Mitch McConnell, who said privately leading up to the trial he was keeping an open mind. He has not said why he voted with Rand Paul on Tuesday, when he also declined to say whether the former president committed impeachable offenses. And then you have Rob Portman, who said he only viewed the vote as a procedural motion, not a position on the question of constitutionality. So that's where we're at with this. It will be, in a sense, must-see TV, because I want to see what ultimately is pieced out there evidence-wise, which will be the video and the comments from the president and Rudy Giuliani and probably Don Jr. and the insane mob running to the Capitol and doing the damage that they did, and shocking not just the nation but the world, as they were just left to roam and smash and look for people that they had said they were going to hang, like Mike Pence, or rip apart like Nancy Pelosi. So there will be people that will answer for it, but I don't think it's going to be the former president, and that's pretty clear from what we've already seen there. There is an interesting twist that's happening. The House Minority Leader, Kevin McCarthy, and again, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, had a decision to make, and that was to stick with former President Donald Trump and his loyalists in the Freedom Caucus, or side with the House Republicans, the establishment, who want to take the party back. So McCarthy was in Florida on Wednesday, where he was fundraising, as the House is out this week and he was meeting in person with the former president as an effort to supposedly get back into the good graces of the former president. So one of the things that happened, despite all this political pressure from the GOP that the party must move on from Trump, McCarthy is one of those who's eyeing what, of course, is going to win him back the House and possibly push him to the speakership, which is what he wants. So that's about realignment with, maybe five or six corporate donors like American Express, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Commerce Bank. There's just a couple of them, Dow, Marriott. There's your number. That'd be a few of them anyway. So it's that whole balancing act. And I think that's politics and that Washington two-step and the step out of the Washington two-step that just continues, which makes all of this fascinating and makes it, like I said, something to watch when it comes to ultimately that trial, even though it won't go to conviction. Moving on to some other numbers, you look at, I mentioned the NBA reporter who I knew, and you look at the overall numbers of COVID-19 and the U.S. deaths and the fact that 83,000 people died in January and overall 420,000 plus have died in the United States. And it seems to be some of the states that had heavy losses now are in a state where they're going forwards. And then you have others where the virus is not slowing, the spread is not slowing. In fact, it's kicking up and they're becoming more of a hot spot. And I think the concern, of course, is over these other strains and what does that mean for people that are watching and how quickly it spreads and how easily from day to day you can find yourself in a different situation. Speaking of a different situation, this is just a damn sad story, I have to say, and I heard this from a couple of different people. As you know, our satellite facility is in Texas. A Texas pediatrician diagnosed with terminal cancer killed another pediatrician during a hostage situation before turning the gun on himself. This happened in Austin, Texas. Dispatchers got a call saying a man walked into the offices of Children's Medical Group with a gun, and he was holding hostages inside the building. How very, very sad is that? And shot and killed a very popular pediatrician in that area. And people are mourning her death. Dr. Dotson, just 43 years old. Stay with us. Was I just on me?
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden signed several executive orders Wednesday aimed at combating climate change. The orders put a pause on new gas and oil leases on federal lands, set a goal of doubling the nation's offshore wind energy output, and will move to an all-electric fleet of federal vehicles. Critics say the president is unfairly targeting fossil fuel industries and that his latest orders will cost thousands of jobs. And the Department of Homeland Security issued a bulletin Wednesday warning of possible politically motivated violence. While the memo did not cite any specific plots or threats, it did say there would be a heightened threat environment across the United States that it believes will persist for weeks. The bulletin said the department believes that politically motivated extremists could continue to mobilize to incite or commit violence. This is USA Radio News. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says that an impeachment trial for former President Trump will go on, as at least one Democratic senator is looking for an alternative to impeachment. Virginia Senator Tim Kaine says a vote on the constitutionality of the trial convinced him that there are not enough votes to convict the former president of inciting the attack on the Capitol on January 6th. He tells CNN that he's instead looking at censuring Trump.
I think all of us in the chamber understood that once you voted that it's unconstitutional to try a former office holder, the evidence is unlikely to change anyone's mind. If that's the case, we're at least 12 votes short of the two-thirds needed for impeachment. So we have to sort of grapple with, if we want accountability, how do we want this to end? Do we want it to end with Trump acquitted again, or do we want to have it end with Senate fines that censures President Trump, finds that it was an insurrection and possibly bars him from holding office?
This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Time to enter the man cave. Just a reminder, you can get my book, Invade the Man Cave, on Amazon. It's being revised, though, so I would wait till after the Super Bowl. And speaking of the Super Bowl, that's where we start, folks. You know, we need a little levity. I don't know if this is levity, though. There's a new poll that just bounced out today. Somebody sent it to me, texted to me earlier, that even though we're in a pandemic, 25% of the people that were surveyed said they're going to go to watch Super Bowl 55 between the Chiefs and the Buccaneers. So they're going to go to a party. The Seton Hall Sports Poll, they're the ones that got these answers from over 1,500 adults spread all over the country. 25 saying, yep, we're going outside of our home. And they defined outside of their home as people who aren't roommates or they don't cohabitate with them to watch the game. 64% of the people that responded said they wouldn't go to a gathering. 11% said they weren't sure. Totally get it for everybody out there listening. Listen, I covered 10 Super Bowls. I'm a news content junkie. You all know that. And there was a point in my career where I did sports for a chunk of time. And I've been to them, like I said. I've been to Super Bowl parties, and trust me, I miss those kinds of gatherings like everybody else. But I don't know. It just seems to me, really, are you rooting for the Chiefs or the Buccaneers that you need to be with some kind of a crowd? I mean, if you're healthy, they're all healthy. You've all feel like you don't have the vid, and you're not going to in some way spread it to somebody else, which is almost laughable that I would let this leave my lips, then go for it. But I think very few of us are in that position. So, you know, you look at it and say what you want about the CDC or any of the other health institutes out there. But, I mean, the facts are the facts that how many people have been infected and 427,000 people have been killed.
And I say you're killed because lives were cut short. And those are numbers from Johns Hopkins, because that's the numbers that I always go by. So I'm not lecturing anyone. I'm all about freedom. Listen, that's the freedom that I get to do, that a woman speaks in front of a microphone and has done it for, you know, two decades now in other countries. I wouldn't even be allowed to do that. I love America. I love our freedoms, and I'm all about that. But sometimes it just seems silly to me. Like, yeah, let's celebrate the next Super Bowl. So be careful about that social distancing thing. And I don't know, if you're outside, if there's minimal risk, hey, different deal. Again, your choice. But it was interesting to see the results for that, because I don't know, maybe I'm missing something. By the way, the Super Bowl happening in Tampa at Raymond James Stadium, and that's February 7th at 6:30 Eastern. That will be the kick. People keep asking me in some of the emails when they're not talking about COVID or their neighbor or the people they're frustrated with or what's happened on the Hill. A bunch of you have asked me, what's going to happen in the Super Bowl? And I think it's hard to go against Pat Mahomes. So from my experience in watching this kid and seeing what Kansas City's done and looking at the strategy of Andy Reid, some of the best game planning I've seen that I didn't see at the tail end of his career with Philadelphia, I'm going with Kansas City. But I hope it's a close game, and I think it's going to be wide open. Yes, there's going to be some amazing defensive plays. It's going to be about the normal things that every coach would tell me every time you talk to them after the game, and it didn't matter who it was that you talked to. It's about avoiding the turnovers. You know, you avoid the turnovers so you're not coughing up the ball and giving the other team extra opportunity to score. And it is about scoring, I think, early and often, although Kansas City is that crazy team where they can be down in a hole or even just a shallow grave, if you will, and they come back. They come back because Pat Mahomes, I think, has the heart of a lion, and I believe the strategy, some of the trick plays, some of the things that Andy Reid has in his playbook really work. So, yes, I'm sticking with that. It is the Chiefs. We're going to do a nail the score the week of the Super Bowl. That'll happen Wednesday into Thursday. Our first hour, last segment, your chance to win some fabulous prizes. All you have to do is call in during that window of time or shoot me an email, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. And trust me, ask Pete in Texas or Sharon in Maine how fun it is, and I want to see somebody win this. So keep this number handy, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Jump on it, because I got some really good prizes, really, really, really great prizes, as a matter of fact. So we bounce around in the man cave and talk about all kinds of things, sports, but it could be other things as well that are related to what you would talk about in a man cave or a woman cave, because, you know, I'm in it, right? And I was looking at this great letter that Curt Schilling, somebody that I had the opportunity to talk to in my career when he was with the Philadelphia Phillies, and just a tremendous pitcher, right? So Curt Schilling didn't get into the Hall of Fame. And the Hall of Fame is the Holy Grail. When you know, it's at the top. Think of a career, whatever it is. What is the top of the career? So getting in the Hall of Fame other than winning the World Series is huge. And I've been to Cooperstown. It's an amazing mecca of baseball. And it's just a cool little sleepy town in upstate New York. And they all want to get in there. And I've covered Nolan Ryan getting into the Hall of Fame. And I've been there a couple of times. And it is amazing. And I've actually even did a show from, you know, the Hall of Fame. So I look at Curt Schilling, a three-time World Series champion, right? And he didn't get in on this ballot. So he wrote basically put it out on social media, but he also pumped it out in a couple of different directions. So he wrote this interesting tweet and letter where to the Baseball Writers Association of America, and he got 71% of the votes. The tally was released on Tuesday night. He fell 16 votes shy of the necessary 75% to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. So he posted to his Facebook page a letter he sent to the Hall of Fame requesting he be removed from the ballot in 2022. And what he said is this: the media has created a Curt Schilling that does not and has never existed, he said, expressing obviously disgust that his borderline Hall of Fame case is in the same category as the likely steroid users Roger Clemens, who I've interviewed in the past, and Barry Bonds, who will also appear for the last time in 2022. So Schilling said, yeah, I don't want to be there. I want to be removed. And I think because he was insulted that feeling like he was being lumped into that category. So now the Secretary and Treasurer Jack O'Connell of the Baseball Writers Association of America said that removing Schilling from the ballot would violate the bylaws set by the Baseball Writers Association and the Hall of Fame, since Schilling has easily received more than 5% necessary to remain on the ballot. So he's saying, you know, basically, screw you people. The baseball writers, I don't want to be on it. And they're saying, no, you're going to be on it because that would violate the rules that we put forth, that we voted on. So we've abided by these rules for 85 years. And so what they said was the Baseball Writers Association urged the Hall of Fame to reject his request. So I think that's just going to fan the flames. And Schilling, who was a 216-game winner, a six-time All-Star, three World Series rings, but whose political and social views, of course, have gotten magnified and exploded at times. And he was even fired from his job as an ESPN Sunday Night Baseball analyst four years ago, for reposting a meme online, a transphobic meme, that expressed support for the lynching of journalists. And so there you go. Bottom line is he wants off. And in a way, I totally get it, because I've talked to Curt. It's been a while, but I've talked to him a few times, and I really liked him. I actually thought he was, I don't want to say easygoing. He just was easy to talk to, and he was all about what was happening on the field and his teammates and all of that. And I like the fact that he's being transparent. So he's being transparent here and saying, nah, I don't need it. Forget it. So if you don't want to put me in now, forget it. I don't, you know, he didn't even say it that way, but said, forget it. I'm out. You know, color me out of this one. I don't want to be in it. So you do what you want as you move forward. So pretty interesting that the baseball writers are saying, yeah, we don't want this to happen because this violates everything that we think shouldn't happen here. And we'll see what the Hall of Fame ultimately says. I'm not so sure what they'll do there. I'm thinking, he doesn't, what would he do? Then he probably, if he does, let's just say he does get in, the next time would he say, I'm not interested in that, right? Crazy. All right, one quick one as we exit. I don't know if you're watching any hoop or not, but in an effort to combat what's now these games that are starting to really accumulate because of postponements caused by the COVID-19 pandemic, the NBA is saying it's going to adjust the existing schedule to avoid having to fill too many games during the second half of the season. So to do that, what do? You reschedule games that have already been postponed when you can between now and the mid-season break in March, and reschedule games to the second half of the season. Bum, bum, boom. The NBA, to me, seems like they do it right. They definitely did with the bubble, and now they're dealing with COVID, and Adam Silver does a good job, I think, as the commissioner, and he's handling this well. All right, hang with us. Much more coming your way as we bounce out of here. Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes,
and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Right up my alley and all of yours, too, because this is what we're looking for, right? The book is called A Successful Formula. Reginald Murray joins us, and he's from my neck of the woods. He's from Philly, so we could argue all day long about cheesesteaks, but we're not going to do that. We're going to talk about a successful formula. Hey, Reggie, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you. I'm glad any way I can help.
Sure. So let's talk about you creating this book. What led to the book?
One of my ministers, Reverend Sullivan, Dr. Sullivan, and also some motivational speakers like Norman Vincent Peale and Dale Carnegie and a few others like the Reverend Al Sharpton wrote books. And I said, I could write. I always had the talent to write. And there was just so much negativity in the world. And I said, I need to write the book, to share it with the world, because I like the examples like Dale Carnegie wrote, How to Win Friends and Influence People. And I said I wanted to, use some of the African-Americans, celebrities, to get my point across. And that's what inspired me to write the book.
So if somebody cracks open the book, what are they going to find?
Yeah, they find, it says, give it your all. Like, let's say if you're a lawyer or an actor or an actress or sports players, let's say, you're trying to reach your pot of gold, you give everything you got. You don't give up. And also, there's so much, like I said, the positivity in the book. That's what really helps.
Has this been a big guide to your life? It sounds like it.
Yes, it has. Yes, it has. It's been a very big guide. Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting is your background, because you told me this. You talked about being on the docks and that the people on the docks were really surprised that you had done this and how you were the first person to come up with a book, right?
That's correct, yeah. like a milestone. I don't think there was no one else, on the waterfront that have written a book. I think I'm the one and only.
That's congratulations. That's great. And it's great that they recognize that. And you talk about what happens if you hit rock bottom. How do you climb out of whatever it is that's going on in your world and get your life back on track? And, it shows you how to, or helps you overcome unfairness. And I love that you say it helps you overcome unfairness, because I think, Reggie, that there's something inside us where we think it's not fair when you're a kid. It's not fair. Why me? And how come I'm in this situation? And how come we don't have this or we don't have that? And there is something about tweaking your mind to not think like that, to do a 180, right?
That's correct. Yeah, because when you hit rock bottom, there's nowhere to go but up. And sometimes, you know, like they say, you might have to lose a few to appreciate winning, but you don't let that get you down. You know, like I said, you've probably been knocked down, but you haven't been knocked out. And, you know, it's like it's anyone's learning tree. You know, you pick yourself up by your bootstraps, then, you know, you pick yourself up, you get back in the saddle and you keep going, you know.
Yeah, exactly. You keep going. So that's the message of the book. Is that what you hope people take away from reading your book? I mean, ideally, what do you want people to walk away from when they pick up the book?
I want them, like I said, okay, you may want to change your lifestyle. You see, your lifestyle is not going anywhere. And this book is like it's a good therapy. Maybe you change your approach. You go a new direction in life, because when, like, you know, across the rainbow, your pot of gold is right there. You know, you have to keep going. You have to be consistent and all like that. That's what I want. I said, hey, you know, maybe your lifestyle is, you know, you want to change. You want to, like, a new outlook on life. And it's good therapy for you.
Absolutely. Good therapy. We're all looking for that, Reggie. And again, you can pick it up on the Amazon under Reginald Murray, A Successful Formula. Will you write more, because you like writing and you have all these great ideas? Will we see another book eventually?
Yeah. You know what? I think, you know what? Right now I'm in the process of writing. I'm writing a fiction story. You know, I like Tocaine and C.S. Lewis and all like that. You know, I said, I want to write fiction because I love writing. You know, I like using my imagination, and I always try to get the good out of writing and all like that.
Yeah, and pass on the good, that's for sure. Reggie, thanks so much for coming on, and I guess I will mention this. Best cheesesteak if somebody goes to Philly. What do you think?
You know, the other night you mentioned a cheesesteak and my mouth was watery. I said, boy, I should go out and get one, a cheesesteak. I said, I'm going to have one today for lunch. You hit up a great theory, because I haven't had a cheesesteak in a while. It's been so long, I forgot what it tastes like.
Geno's. Everybody always says Geno's or Pat's, or I say Tony Luke's is another good place.
Yes, it is. Tony Luke's. That's right.
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah, Tony Luke's. I get off the bridge, and that's the first place I go. I love it. All right, Reggie, good luck with the book, and we look forward to what comes next for you.
Yeah. You know, I may someday write another motivational book, but this book, like I said, I like how it also concludes with, you know, you pray, because, like I said, there's, I'm powerful, you know, it's very, the message in prayer and all like that, and you know, we need to pray a lot in our situations and all like that. And also, how not to right now, you know, with the country is divided, but we need to come together, because violence is, you know, it's easy to get into violence, but we don't want that. We need to be reunited. You know what I'm saying? Like you say,
yes.
We can agree to disagree, but also lots of times, I just heard someone say, and I probably paraphrase it, we need to look at the person that we disagree with, see things from their perspective, like we want them to see things from our perspective. But because we disagree, we don't have to, like, you know, throw weapons and all like that. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. So instead, the United States of America, not the divided states. I love it. Perfect note to end on. Reggie, thanks so much.
Okay, Kate, anytime I can help you. I enjoyed your radio show.
Yeah, so interesting, Reggie talking about his background and how everybody, you know, on the waterfront, they were so excited for him, the ones that knew that he had written a book. And he talks about those circumstances, what puts you in the circumstances you are, and how you can climb out of it. And of course, just like me, I talk about that, the power of changing what you're thinking, the power of the mind, and so much of that. And in his book, he gives you those examples, as he said, some of what helped him, what was influential in motivating him to write the book, are names that you've heard of, whether it's Norman Vincent Peale or Dale Carnegie or Dr. Leon Howard Sullivan. Their messages, the message, what was in the message, and the instant impact, as he says in his book, on him, and what inspired him to help cure what he calls the diseases in society, but to fill people and anyone who reads it with a broader and detailed perspective. So that's the idea. I mean, the impression on your surroundings, all that kind of stuff, the lasting impression. So he examines, he explores, he takes into account a lot of different things, and the significance of obtaining the goals, obtaining whatever your goals are. And that's clear in what he's written. And he's right. What happens is, I think people fail. And I mean, failure actually leads to, I think, more doors opening, and it leads to sometimes much more powerful things. And it's the lessons you learn from the failures. But when it smacks you initially, when it smacks you initially, it's very, very, very tough. And he specifically talks about two worlds I know about: entertainment, the world of entertainment, and also athletics is like that. But the world of entertainment, where people, especially there, come to the party hoping for instant fame and glory, hoping to be in the right place at the right time, hope is the big word, to be discovered by random chance in New York, Los Angeles, and how tough it is waiting for, they have these talents, but how tough it is waiting for that break. Specifically, he talks about in New York, where you have aspiring actors and comics and actresses and singers and musicians and poets, etc., that are flocking to the streets, and they're outside the Apollo Theater trying to get that chance to showcase whatever their talent is, and all of that isolation and loneliness and all the things that happens, and how tough it is when you deal with rejection, or you know, what if you don't get another shot, or you don't give it another shot? So anyway, really interesting stuff from Reggie. It's called A Successful Formula. Thanks to all of you for listening to this interview and also this hour of the show. Remember, people, as Reggie says, be united, not divided. Make it count.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Pouty Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.